You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, this is Abigail, and I'm an ADHD coach who works with adults, college students, and couples affected by ADHD. Aside from this podcast, I'm the author of the book Forget Perfect, How to Succeed in Your Profession and Personal Life Even If You Have ADHD. I bring up the book because the title is my approach to this podcast, Forget Perfect. My goal is to provide you with information and suggestions to help you have a better life, but the information is of no help to you unless I get it to you. So bear with me and any mistakes, do-overs, or sound issues. I am not going for perfect. I am going for getting this information out to you in a timely manner. So today we have a short podcast, and it's about anticipatory living, or at least that's what I call it. So my question is, are you living an anticipatory life? A psychiatrist and author of many ADHD classics, Driven to Distraction, Delivered from Distraction, Dr. Ned Halliwell said at a talk I attended some years ago that for those affected by ADHD, there was now and not now. So now and not now. Time often does not have the same meaning to us as it does for those not affected by attention difficulties. So this is where the anticipatory living comes in. His talk led me to start thinking about what I call anticipatory living. This is living with the future in mind as much of the time as possible. From the simple idea of thinking ahead to the more complex idea that every action causes some sort of reaction. And while acting to anticipate reactions and their ramifications to the pertinent moment and the future, this allows you to determine how to act in the moment. It can be as basic as checking your calendar and to-do lists for the next day, the night before, so that you can make sure there will be no surprises that are within your control. It can go as far as preemptive behavior modification in the moment. Are you living an anticipatory life? Thinking not just in the now, but also the ramifications of the now? I think of it as living on your tippy toes. I like to think of it living on your tippy toes because that's probably the past dancer in me. The image in my head is of standing at a wall that is my height and acting or saying something. I am only seeing and thinking what is on my side of the wall. But if I get on my tippy toes, I can see over the wall and beyond my current situation. Seeing that beyond is simultaneously informing me and affecting me as how I act and or speak. I can anticipate more of the ramifications of my actions and temper them. It allows me, when I remember to get on my tippy toes, that I can be in the present moment and think out how am I shifting my future so that my actions actually get the results I desire. So I think you get the idea here. It's all about trying to live a little in the future, which I know is really hard for us. So maybe start thinking like what I'm thinking when I think about going on my tippy toes, and that is, what am I about to do, and what are the ramifications about what I'm about to do, and how does that affect how I'm going to do what I'm about to do, if you could follow all that. So really trying to think ahead a little bit, and really trying to think, for every action, there's a reaction, and I need to deal with that reaction each time I act. So that's all I'm going to give you today. I think this is a really hard thing for us to deal with, is being anticipatory in our living. But it can really inform how we react to situations and what we do. So just try, for the next week, to anticipate as much as possible and see how that affects how you do things and how you react to things. So that's it for today. For more information about Abigail Werf Coaching, please go to www.abigailwerf.com. There you will find many free resources and information about Abigail Worf coaching, ADHD coaching, and other things related to those issues. If you wish, you can opt in and start receiving my newsletter that covers topics related to ADHD and productivity. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailworf.com.